It was a brazen and dangerous mission, a series of nighttime raids on Venezuela targeting military bases and key infrastructure. As news of the explosions in and around Caracas filtered out, a team of elite counter-terrorism operatives from the U.S. Army's Delta Force entered the president's compound and extracted him and his wife, whisking them to the U.S., where they faced drugs and weapons charges. The raid followed weeks of heightening tensions between the U.S. and the Latin American leader, Nicolas Maduro, but it still took many by surprise. So what now? Brian Naranjo is a former U.S. diplomat who spent 3 years as the deputy chief at the U.S. Embassy in Caracas, and he joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you. Nice to join you.
Now, let's start with President Trump's comments about the U.S. running Venezuela. How should we interpret those, given that Venezuela's vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, now seems to have taken up Maduro's position? Who is in charge?
I see. So you're going to start with the easy questions, the conundrum.
No easy questions, no easy answers, I think.
No. Let's back up just a tiny bit here. I think that looking forward from what happened yesterday, the easy part is going to prove to have been the actual extrication of Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores. I think the only honest thing to say about this idea that the United States is going to run Venezuela is that I just don't know how that's going to happen, okay? I was very perplexed by the news conference yesterday. The opposition leader basically thrown under the bus as a possible interlocutor or someone with whom to work for within a transition was perplexing. There are also major problems on the ground that if you want to move into a transition, you need to deal with two very key power ministers there, the Minister of Interior, Diosdado Cabello, and the Minister of Defense, Vladimir Padrino López, both of whom are left intact. They're very dangerous for any sort of stability there, and they're already putting in motion operations and plans to try to maintain regime stability in Caracas. And meanwhile, the opposition is nowhere to be seen on the streets. So I think at the present point, the best thing we can say is that Delcy Rodriguez is running Venezuela as an interim president. That was confirmed earlier today by a Supreme Court decision in Venezuela. She was able to hold a cabinet meeting yesterday at which she had Cabello sitting to her left, and to his left was the Minister of Defense, Padrino López. She is putting on a full force effort to demonstrate that she's in control and that they are unified. She has been focusing primarily on calling for Maduro's release. I think it's been very interesting to see, too, that she's not saying that she is the interim president in a way that would mean that elections must be called in 30 days in Venezuela. So I think that for the time being, there's a tenuous control that the regime is maintaining. That control will get stronger with every passing day. Not clear to me at all how the United States is going to run Venezuela without a plan, without resources, without manpower, and without a basic understanding of the political hydraulics in Venezuela.
And some, I guess, mixed messages towards her from the U.S. administration. Donald Trump saying in that press conference that Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, had spoken to her and she was gracious, I think is the word he used. Yet, as you said, she's made some fairly defiant comments. And we've also had President Trump threatening further action if she doesn't do what's right. From what you know about her, how is she going to manage this? Is she going to cooperate with the U.S. or is she going to be more focused on her political survival?
Yeah. So I've had personal dealings with Delcy Rodriguez in the past when I was chargé d'affaires in Caracas, for example. I had a couple of one-on-one meetings with her. She is very gracious, okay? But she is a strong ideologue. This is someone who clearly comes to her political role with a deep sense of personal commitment. Her father had been arrested, for example, by the by the intelligence services of the previous regime in Venezuela, and so she comes very honestly by her radicalism. She's educated and trained in France. She earned a law degree in labor law from a left-wing university in France. So, yes, she can present, as you would in diplomatic settings, as very gracious and whatnot. I think that is a mistake, though, to believe that somehow that means she's malleable. I think she is someone who's terribly difficult to negotiate with, and to presume that somehow this person is going to become the U.S. marionette is really, really too much of a stretch for me. Politically, she does not control people on the streets with guns. She has a very tenuous control where she sits right now, and she has to be very mindful of what is going on with other power centers, particularly those who have the ability to exert force in Venezuela, in terms of maintaining her position.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the former U.S. diplomat in Venezuela, Brian Rajano. Brian Narano, sorry, beg your pardon.
Not the first time.
Now, as you mentioned, the opposition leader, the Nobel laureate, Maria Corina Machado. Yes. Can we expect more from her? Is she going to try and sort of muscle in here?
So this is a huge question right now. I mean, I think the most stunning thing to have happened in the press briefing that President Trump offered yesterday was the utter dismissal of Maria Corina Machado as a possible future leader of the country. Now, let's be mindful. She did not win the election in 2024. That was her replacement in Mundo González Urrutia, okay? But she is clearly the standard bearer these days for the opposition in Venezuela. I think it was a devastating blow. My contacts in the Venezuelan opposition are, I mean, beyond floored by what President Trump said yesterday. I think they are struggling to regain their footing here. You have seen a couple of statements have been released by González, the president-elect. You've seen statements by Maria Corina Machado, for example, calling for resistance, saying this is the moment to continue pushing forward, to push out the Chavista regime. But I haven't seen anything more than that at this point. My big fear is that with every passing day that the regime is able to regain its footing is a day that the opposition is going to be put behind the eight ball here. They're in a very, very delicate situation at this point.
Yeah, a really, I guess, tense time there in Caracas
yes.
just now as everyone tries to work out what happens now. Brian Naranjo, I hope I got that
thank
right
you.
That time. Thank you so much for joining us with your insights.
Pleasure.
And Brian Naranjo is an independent global government affairs and Latin America expert and the former deputy chief of the U.S. Embassy in Caracas.